This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yes. Welcome in. It's the Tim McKernan Show from the Longo Big Studios, longobigs.com, to me and you, Russ. That's Jackson Burkett. I'm Tim McKernan, and we're doing it. We are doing QFTA, a program that is sponsored by not only Longo Bigs at longobigs.com for all your personal injury needs, but also by James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency, carltoninsurance.net. By Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at designairservice.com. By Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wall Strategies, online at evergreenstl.com. And by Mung & S, St. Louis Acura, Mung & S, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota, online at stlouisacura.com. And I'm telling you, Jackson, this Jamie Burkhardt at Mung & S, St. Louis Acura, and Mung & S, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota has a deal for the audience. And it's a TMA special. And we're going to bring it over to the Tim McKernan Show podcast, too. Here's what you got. This is a special for our audience. For $589 with no money down, $589 per month, you can get a 2024 MDX Premium in the TMA special.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I got to be honest with you.
Mm.
Do you mind?
Please.
I have that whip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying more than that. Mm. And you know what that makes me?
Mark.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say angry as a hornet, but a mark, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but take advantage of it.
Yeah, for real.
That's a what a deal. StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com, and work with the best. The best is Mung & S, St. Louis Acura, and Mung & S, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. QFTA. I mean, I don't know what happened here. I hesitate to show you my email because I'm communicating with guys at a different email address looking for cockpits. But so you'll see some of those, but ignore them if you can. Look at this. QFTA, 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 and these all have come in since 10:20.
Jeez.
The people have questions.
I'd like to see it.
And I haven't even opened up this one. Let's see what we got. I'll go ahead and, hey, Tim, this could be, and we're doing this live on YouTube, I assume?
That's right.
Okay, so they could be motherfucking me, and I can't go back. Let me go into the YouTube.com, TMASTL, see what's doing. This is an abrupt QFTA, so people don't even know it's coming. Let me see what I got here. I got a doctor's appointment at noon, so this is going to put a cap on the QFTA. Podcasting segment two right now. I don't know if that's TMA or balloon party. Thus, thought seems so obvious. I think that meant this thought seems so obvious to me, but I haven't heard it talked about in this way. With the current laws in Missouri, why wouldn't the sports teams here be looking for the opportunity to partner with casinos in a major way and move across the state line? I could picture Bush 4 right now on the river in Illinois with a huge Circa casino attached, or Chiefs in Kansas City, Kansas, in DraftKings Field at New Arrowhead with a sportsbook attached. Maybe I'm missing something, but seems obvious right now. Just my two cents. That's from Seth Parker. I get that. Just reading this right now. He just sent this in at 11:15. Here's the deal. By the time they will be done building these stadiums, sports wagering will be legal in Missouri, and so therefore that would be...
That's where I was on
a waste.
I felt like
I understand the question. If you're operating on the premise that sports wagering will never be legal in Missouri, but it'll be legal in Missouri, and so that would not be needed.
Yeah, I thought to myself right when I heard that. I go, understand his logic.
Sure, I do too. I don't think it's a bad thought process, but here is why. Maybe the Cardinals moved to Illinois at some point. I don't think that's any time in the near future. And maybe the Chiefs and Royals moved to Kansas at some point, as in Eastern Kansas. But for that reason, I don't see it happening because of the sports wagering thing. I think it will have it in Missouri no later than 2027 be my play.
Okay.
Ahoy, mateys. This is the second one.
Ahoy.
I read this during a commercial break on Balloon Party. Ahoy, mateys. I was wondering, when it comes to receiving feedback about your shows, what the most effective way to share it is. Is it different if the feedback is positive or negative? Does the roast nature of the show, and I guess that could be any of the shows, make it difficult to determine the sincerity of the feedback you receive. Do I owe you a mea culpa for any of the feedback I have shared? As background, I listen to the shows about 90% of the time via podcast. A few times, there have been some odd recurring thoughts that have happened, but I didn't know if I should send in a comment because I assumed by the time I sent them, others had alerted you to them or you would view them as unimportant or out of your control. A few examples from time to time when ads are inserted into TMA, they are in Spanish, at least for me. Is that right, Jackson?
All I do is hit place ad here. I do not control what ads play.
Got it.
But I have heard that some Spanish language advertisements have been done in the rules.
Okay. I don't know if this is the same for others. I'm not sure why I would be served up a Spanish ad when I don't speak Spanish, especially when including it in an English language show. Another strange thing occurred a month ago when a few ads had a voiceover before with a person stating the name of the ad and the date, and it was recorded before the ad was played. It almost seemed like someone had forgotten to take out the first few seconds of the ad. It happened for about 3 or 4 days, and then it stopped. I never sent this in because I figured it was something beyond your control and really not a big deal. Are these the types of things that would be helpful to send in, or do they really just create a bunch of noise you need to sift through? That's from Not Colorado. P.S. Again, I'm enjoying the show. Here's my answer to it, and I'm not involved in any of this, and I also know Jackson's answer. Jackson hits place ad here, and then whatever the recording is placed there, and I don't even know if anybody in this building at Hubbard has anything to do with it.
It's all through our podcast platform.
Yeah, which isn't, I think, a Hubbard property.
It's not.
But anyway, I always, and I still do, nearly 20 years in, Jackson, want the listeners to communicate, and I prefer it, especially in 24, perhaps more so than even a decade ago, to be one-on-one, because people will talk to you like a human being one-on-one, and they don't feel like they got put on a show, or they're not scared of being called a lemming, or, you know, they're not trying to put on a performance like I'm going to hold them accountable, those kinds of things. It's a communication. Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine if you picked up the phone and somebody was like treating you like they treat you on social media? Like, oh, hello?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck's going on with the Spanish language? Not that that's what Not Colorado is doing, for the record, but that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet people conduct themselves, again, not most people, but the people who are active on social media, some do that. It's something that's happened and, you know, whatever. You know, as Joe Buck recently said, just log off. It doesn't matter unless that's the world in which you spend most of your time. But no, I prefer it. I enjoy it. And yeah, even if I say, yeah, we don't have anything to do with it, it takes me maybe 60 seconds to thank somebody for being a listener. Thank you for sending the email. And here is the reason. And I enjoy it. I think there was a time with TMA in which I was calling attention to, and this only happened, it probably did happen double-digit times. And so people are like, oh, he doesn't want to be bothered. But it's not that I don't want to be bothered. I didn't want to be bothered with this. The question was sent to me via DM more often than not, but it would be sometimes email. Hey, do you know anybody with tickets to this or that game? And not only was it insulting to my intelligence, as if I didn't know what they were doing, I don't do well with passive-aggressive communication in general.
Right.
And therefore, you can be communicating with me, and it's not as blatant as that was, asking for tickets, but not asking for them directly. It's just in general. Like, maybe somebody could, work on that for TMA, when in reality I know it's me that they're asking to work, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just say, hey, can you work on that? It's probably a flaw, but that's how I communicate, and therefore that's how I like to be communicated with, which is very direct. But that way you know where you are in the hand. So, to Not Caller Adam's question, I prefer the emails. However, my understanding, Jackson, is you actually get a lot of DMs. I don't. Doug does not. You get a lot. Iggy says he gets a lot, but I don't know if those are the screenshot bandits or what. And then I guess the Plowhawk has with the skeleton stuff.
Right.
So what is your preference?
So on that, and I want to backtrack on something I said. Maybe it was Monday, maybe Friday of last week. I don't know. One of the days Doug was out and I was in studio. I said, you know, Facebook Messenger, like DMs like that, I don't like. The only reason I don't like the content of what people send me, I don't really mind. Like, that stuff mostly is like questions about production, or they heard something and they think it needs to be edited or something. And that's totally cool. I want people to do that. I just don't like Facebook Messenger.
When I
see the notification on top of Facebook,
but you got
top
a message.
Right corner, that I have these messages, I don't like doing that. What I prefer is using the feedback on the TMASTL app, where I respond often to people when they send stuff into
those
that.
Are right.
Yeah,
or are they sent directly to you? I guess so. I don't see them.
If they pick just me, then
right.
It would go to my Hubbard email. You can also send any complaints to my Inside STL email, jburkett@insidestl.com.
Yes, yes.
Burkett spelled B-U-R-K-E-T-T.
Very nice.
So that is a very acceptable platform to send me any emails.
I enjoy it. I like the opportunity to be able to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
But then we did that podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago with Micah Sage, and he asked questions, and I thought he asked some direct questions, and it was like, it got like no response. I don't know what the downloads were. I don't really look. Chris Bray says, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you, Chris, in the YouTube chat. So I'm like, okay, maybe people weren't interested in that. I thought, oh, I'll be doing this, and then this will help answer questions that people have. TMA Reddit has become a topic on the show since I really didn't think that the Plowhawk was on there. But it turns out he is and has been active in there. Yeah. I haven't viewed it minus the screenshots. Now we have screenshot bandits sending them in the TMA text line. And I said to you today on TMA, I said, how would it go if I did a Q&A in the TMA Reddit? And you shook that off right there.
So poorly.
It would go poorly?
Because it's the screen name thing. And, like, if people want to debate and vent about the show and don't like it and that, this, that, the other with the Reddit thing,
well, what are the complaints in the TMA Reddit?
I read it very seldom because, like, I just don't, like, have interest in, like, because if people, and, like, I get it. Like, if people want to do the Reddit thing and read it and say what they want to say in there. And
a lot of porn on Reddit.
A lot of porn on Reddit. But just, like, on the TMA subreddit specifically, like, go ahead, like, do what you want. But I like, don't expect me or anyone else on the show. I can't speak for anyone else on the show, but I can speak for myself. Don't expect me to, like, read it. Like, I have no interest in people, like, ripping any of us personally or, like, especially, like, doing it behind the screen. Like, I just personally think that if you really have a complaint about the show and you want things to change, you would send it in with your real name and not behind the screen name.
Well, I mean, I've offered $150. I would do something for $150, and I'm fucking rich as hell. I mean, it's amazing how wealthy I am. Oh, I'm looking for a place in Puerto Rico. Is that?
That's right. Well, the land is cheap.
Is that right? Is the land cheap there?
I don't know, but the property certainly was. I mean, these palatial estates were
right?
$400K.
Is that right? Really?
$400K.
How about that? And I didn't get anything.
Mm. Yeah.
So. You know, Micah Sage, he wasn't hate mail. I just like, oh, I can kind of sense. So maybe that's the incubator where this stuff comes from. Because I've been wondering aloud where stuff comes from, mm-hmm. but I don't read it.
Mm-hmm.
I see the fan page, but I don't really like read the fan page. It's not like I'm like, oh, like there's kind of a tour I do every morning of things I read. And it's just, not that the fan page is as negative as I gather the TMA Reddit is, but... We were joking during the commercial break and Bloom Party yesterday, like TMA fan page members are mocking the TMA Reddit, and you said it's like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, to an extent. Sometimes, yeah.
And I said it's kind of like Power Mizzou members, because that's more what I read.
Yep.
Power Mizzou members mocking Tiger Board. It's kind of like, well, you're just in different bubbles,
right.
But you're both kind of
doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess just one is more extreme, I guess.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. So here's my reasoning for not reading it. And this is just, and it might sound very logical. It might sound, I don't know what it'll sound like. This is my reasoning. Do with it what you want. If it's, number one, not true, but number two, irrelevant, and then number three, negative, and then why would I, like, bring that into my orbit of,
right.
of life? It's immaterial.
Exactly.
Now, if... John Kiowski or a Hubbard executive in Minneapolis or Tommy Madden said, hey, we're having some problems with this TMA Reddit. I'd go, oh, I guess I got to worry about it. Otherwise, because there are message boards around that I'm one of their favorite punching bags, I guess, for lack of a better. So this is just like another log on the fire. It only got into TMA, I guess, yesterday because people kept saying. So I guess what happened was somebody on the TMA fan page posted a screenshot of somebody calling themselves Plowboy on the TMA Reddit.
Yeah.
And I guess they didn't think it was him, but they thought it was one of those guys saying that they were Plowboy and didn't really think it was Plowboy. And so the question that we kept getting sent in, I don't know if you saw the text inbox yesterday, was you got to ask Plowboy if that's really him on the TMA Reddit. And it's funny to me when people are really on the fan page and they spend a lot of time, like you can tell because the topics on the fan page are what they want us to talk about on the actual show. Right. The tough thing for, I don't know if it's called tough, the strange thing, I suppose, for us as the people on the show is we know that for every one person who's on the fan page, and I don't know the numbers on the Reddit page, there could be 50,000. For all I know, there could be five. I have no clue that that is not representative of the audience. But if that's how you consume the show through the eyes of those respective platforms, then that is what you think the show is. And I understand that. It's kind of something Tommy has talked to Iggy about. You know, the show isn't the fan page. And now if the Reddit thing is going to become part of the show, then great, I guess. I don't know. Especially now that you've got Iggy going, not you, but Iggy's going on the Reddit and you feel, do you think Iggy will look at the TMA subreddit? You shipped that. You instantaneously shipped it.
Dan, you're broke. I snapped a tendon in my finger moving the chips across the table.
Then that kind of worry. I mean, worries me isn't the right word, but
it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's not good for anybody's mindset to like read.
It just doesn't matter. And here's the thing. Oh, I don't know if I can say this. I mean, it's not I can say. I don't know if this person would mind me saying. Just like... the people who make a hell of a lot more money than we do and are much bigger profiles than we, they're negatively affected by this stuff, you know? And I'm obviously speaking of a firsthand anecdote. I just don't want to say the person. But yeah, it just becomes one of those things that I guess after a while, like I don't think for some reason, I don't know what the reason is, you get to a point in life where it doesn't impact you like it would have in your teens or 20s, which is why I truly say about you, I'm like, oh, this guy's dangerous because you're 26 and you I don't say you're invincible, but you clearly aren't as bothered by it as many people who are your age or older are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a byproduct of Balloon Party if I had to like give a master's thesis just because it was such a rush and it came out of nowhere. So... then it kind of almost becomes like a joke. Yeah. But if you don't have, you know, like Iggy obviously doesn't have as much social interaction as the rest of us, I guess. He's not in a relationship, doesn't have kids, all those things. And then you just sit there all day and you read it. That's bad. That's why I'm kind of glad he's not on the fan page,
yeah.
You know. But on the TMA fan page on Facebook, nobody on the show, I guess, minus the Plowhawk, really is active on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm angry about the fan page. It's just, it's like people want to gather, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't cause many headaches now for us, I don't think. I don't know. So if you really want to communicate with me or Jackson, yeah, Jay Burkett at InsideSTL.com or T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com, and I enjoy it. Even if it's something you're like, hey, I don't want to bother. You're not bothered. This is my job. This is how I earn a living. This is how I take care of the family I was just speaking of. And if something is wrong, I want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something you think could be improved, I want to know about it. I'm not, just because I've been hosting this thing for 20 years doesn't mean I know everything by any means. And I always appreciate when people say, oh, you're so busy. But I mean, sometimes I am. There are days where I really am, but a lot of times I probably have more free time than a lot of people. So I appreciate that. It's a kind way to approach it, but this is my responsibility. Now, many things that I think people think that we do control or I control, we don't, but I still can offer up an explanation. There's one thing that's kind of going on, relatively speaking, kind of. It's probably the audience maybe we wouldn't care, but I asked Tommy the other day, 2 days ago, I guess, I said, hey, can I talk about this? And he goes, I don't really know why you would. And I go, okay, I can tell you don't really want me to, so I won't. So then God bless. But it would help explain some things. But, you know, I also thought it's something that has nothing to do with us and it's a Hubbard thing, so then you don't do it. So anyway, yeah, I want, point being, email me to your heart's content. And it doesn't have to be hate mail. I mean, it's great if it is, but it can just be like a question that you think might be otherwise, a nuisance. I don't find it to be a nuisance at all. Let's see what we got. The Skeleton Shade blows my mind. It is a rerun. Enjoy it. That's from Chris Bray. Manchild 79. What's up, Manchild? Yep. Says sup chat. Brian Henshin. Do we think Ken's already been in, been to the TMA Reddit? Also, someone's going to make a fake Iggy account and use it to say a bunch of terrible shit and pin it on him. That's from Brian Henshin.
I don't think he's already been on there. I will say Reddit is not, like, I'm not saying you have to, like, be, like, a genius to figure it out, but there is a little bit more, like, nuance to how to find specific threads and subreddits. So I would say no on that, on Iggy ever being on there before. In the future...
No, what Brian Henshin's saying is somebody's going to create a name now.
Yeah, I could see that absolutely happening.
Maybe this listener would mind me identifying, but since people would know him, I won't. But so I just don't get, like, because, like, when we would be dealing with fan page stuff back in the day, probably the politics stuff, I don't know, whatever else was going on. I mean, the thing's now been around for 8 years. Said, why don't you just do a Reddit? And I go, I wouldn't do that. And he goes, really, why? And this is a good guy, a smart guy. And I go, because it's anonymous. And I already had a message board, and I know what that was like. And that wasn't, like, huge number of people, or maybe a couple hundred, maybe, who were on it. But I go, that's what it, you know. Now, you know, we knew who they were, and I guess they thought they were anonymous. But it didn't matter. It was just anonymity. And this isn't specific to the TMA thing. I've talked about anonymity, the Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, whatever you want to go with, YouTube comments, STL Today comments. That's what creates the toxicity.
Yes.
So that's why the fan page on Facebook for TMA has been kind of a go-to for communication. I don't know if I still would consider it that, but it was anyway. And, you know, now you don't necessarily need to do it that way anymore. But 8 years ago, I guess, when it first started up, that was a kind of a go-to. But I, you know, hey, good situation that the audience is bigger, and that gives us an opportunity just to talk directly with the audience on the show or on the podcast, where I can elaborate on things. But hey, you know, as I oftentimes say, as weird as it might be, because I'm sure some of you who are listening to this have read that or have read stuff on the fan page and go, God, that can't be a pleasant way to live, mm-hmm. with people writing things about you that are not kind. As strange as it is, now they don't tell you this when you're in school, but as strange as it is, you want it.
Yeah.
But it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have it, then you don't have an audience.
That's right.
Now, I don't think, like, Jack Buck and Bob Bragg and Bob Burns and Dan Dierdorf in the sports department at KMOX in the 70s and Bob Costas had this, but I bet they got, like, hate mail.
Right.
Actual mail.
Right.
That's what it used to be. When I was starting out in television, the way that it was is people would call. Now, they wouldn't talk to me, but they'd call the assignment desk and freak out over the shit that I said. And that was the thing. Like, the idea of getting a phone call now.
Crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what it was. I'd get off the desk, and it was like, yeah, we got three calls, you know. Two loved it, but one woman was really angry about what you said. I'm just like, okay. And I remember thinking then, maybe I had some of the Jackson thing going then. I'm like, I thought it was great. Now, I wasn't doing it to get a reaction. I just remember going, I think this is great. And I don't know why. I don't know why I thought it was great, because it's kind of weird, because I was only 21, 22. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't. Same thing, I guess, kind of as now. I don't really, it's not for them. It's not for a 70-year-old mid-Missourian. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to be on board. I mean, if they are, great, but that's not who I'm performing the sportscast for. I'm doing this for people who get the references. Mm-hmm. And that style of humor, and, you know, I was absolutely an asshole. Still am. But, yeah, it's a weird deal because you want it. But when you start out, like, I guess the thing that the Plowboy read yesterday was, you're a public figure, because Plowboy's going after the guy for being anonymous. And the guy goes, well, you chose to be a public figure. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if I really chose it. Darren sure as hell didn't. He was a fucking board operator.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He probably didn't even know he was going to be on the air the day that either me, Doug, or the cat said, hey, you know, what's your story? And then his voice was so unique that we're just like, oh, this is great.
Right.
You know? He was just a guy pressing buttons, so he didn't really choose it. We brought him in. If anything, we should be blamed for the fact that he's become, albeit, you know, with the TMA audience, a public figure, to the rest of the population, anonymous. But still, it can wear on you if it gets to you.
For sure.
So, I don't know. Anyway, email. Email, I'm all for it. Email,
agreed.
Questions, I welcome them. I like them. T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com is where you can send them.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And then a final one. I'm hitting all the back-to-back-to-back that were sent in here within literally the last hour and change. Good morning, Tim. I heard you mention this morning on TMA that you think a resurgence to downtown St. Louis is a possible play by the time Busch Stadium 3 ends its life cycle. I would love to hear your thoughts on this or on that. And if you've already covered that topic, would you please point me in the right direction of finding which episode that is? Thanks in advance and have a great day. Best regards. I don't know if this person meant their name to be out there, but sent from his business account. Thank you for the email. Here is my reasoning. It's not like I'm saying that will be the case. As this gentleman wrote, it's possible. I think it's possible. My reasoning is the following. At some point, and you might see it now with the AT&T building, there was a Wall Street Journal article last week. The Wall Street Journal had a podcast on it that was kind of just rephrasing that article that mm-hmm. came out. I listened to that 2 days ago, and it was very similar to the article that they wrote. For those who aren't aware of it, by the way, I'm talking like everybody knows what I'm talking about. The Wall Street Journal had an in-depth story on real estate and the doom cycle of downtown St. Louis and how other markets are headed toward that. So it's not just about St. Louis. They're not writing about St. Louis in the Wall Street Journal as much as they're talking about a variety of different older Midwestern cities in particular that could be subjected to what St. Louis has going on right now. Anytime you talk about this topic in St. Louis, some people love it and jump all over it. And some people are like, oh, you hate St. Louis. And it's just not it. So just because I think this doesn't mean that I'm oblivious to the problems. Here is what I think. That AT&T building, I think, moved for $200 million in 2006, if I'm not mistaken. That's from that article in the podcast. And now it was just sold for $3
million. Yeah, $3.5 million, I think I saw. Yeah.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. What I think is possible, and I think you could have it be a byproduct of people going, number one, I can work remotely but still have a job with a company that's in New York or L.A. And number two, I don't want the cost of living or New York or L.A. or pick your other Miami, South Florida, Seattle, whatever coastal city. And I'm sure there will be one that will have incredible popularity. There will be a city, I don't know if it will be coastal, that will have incredible popularity in the next decade that we view as being bigger than right now. Just like if you would have said to somebody 20 years ago that Nashville and Indianapolis would be passing St. Louis by, they'd go, how in the hell? So if in fact that happens, then I think what you could have happen is the price of real estate be so low that investors go, even if we lose, it's worth fire in the dart. Like $3 million for that thing?
Yeah.
There are homes, you know. And there are a decent number of them in St. Louis that are $3 million, much less a building of that size.
Right.
It's a speculative play. I don't think there's necessarily a plan, a real plan to turn it around. But what if it turns around, not necessarily like in the next couple of years, but over the next 25 years, that people go, holy shit, St. Louis actually has this going on, and St. Louis becomes the hot place. Detroit, punchline within the last decade, is experiencing a resurgence. That's what I think could happen in St. Louis, is you could have people moving to St. Louis, investors putting dollars in St. Louis because the infrastructure, as flawed as it may be, the foundation of an infrastructure is there in downtown St. Louis. And so you can have many of the amenities of a big city without the big city cost, and the infrastructure is there so that you're not growing it out of nowhere with a flood of population, and now you're catching up. You have I-44, you have I-55, you have I-64, you have I-70. That's tough to have. You have it all there. The St. Louis airport might look like a joke to many of you who travel around the country and see other airports, you know, of a city of St. Louis's size or even smaller, but certainly bigger, and how there's, you know, two baggage stations, and the main one that is not the main one, but is the Southwest Terminal, which is what most people fly through. I just could see it experiencing. It's a total buy low play, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I can absolutely seeing it happen. I can absolutely see it happen. I think what has to happen in order for it to happen is at some point you need someone, either the mayor or the county executive, to be someone who goes, we're going to make it happen. Don't give a shit. This is what we're going to do. This is what we have to do. So St. Louis County has to absorb St. Louis City. Be the most unpopular thing a county executive could do, but I also think it would wind up being one of the most popular thing long term, and the person will be hailed as a visionary with courage to do it, because it will be incredibly unpopular by the vast majority of people in St. Louis County, who most likely probably voted for the person, because otherwise the person wouldn't have been elected. So something along those lines, that's how I see it happening. I haven't really done a long, boy, we just got another one. Although I guess this could be somebody listening or streaming live. I thought it was Pete. And I'm like, oh, it's a Gangster Pete callback. Tim and Pale. That's what I saw. I feel like every profession has its good days and its bad days, even if someone loves what they do. So my question regarding TMA, what makes you think that was a good show today? What makes you think that was a bad show today? Boy, these are good questions, and I got to leave. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to save that one. I don't know. My honest thought is I think I can speak for all five of us. I don't really think we ever think one was really good or one was really bad. There was one recently, and I know I said something to you about it. I'm not going to say what it was, where I'm like, what the fuck? That was no good.
Yeah.
But that might happen once every couple of years, for real. And I also don't go, oh, my God, that was great. That'll be in the skeleton.
Right.
Just because I've done it, I've done 5,400 shows or something like that. So once you do that, you don't go up here, you don't go down there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I also don't feel that way about Balloon Party. There have been some of these, actually, where I feel like, oh, God, I might have said something, or that could get some attention. I'm not trying to get attention. I'm just giving my thoughts. I don't know. How do you answer that question from, I don't know if this gentleman wants his name either.
From TMA specifically, I've picked up on, much more so when I've worked on the show, that there's like a kind of natural rhythm to it. And like when we're on our natural rhythm, it really, to me, like pops and like it flows.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you kind of know. It's like a band, like a jam band almost.
Right.
And you're just like, okay, it's firing.
Yeah. And then there are days where we're like,
it's when everybody's engaged.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
That's it. And the thing where really astute listeners like a Buck Swope could probably dig up what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to do it, by the way. But, you know, I was just like, oh, okay, you know. But if we're all engaged, because it's not good if people are sitting there like fucking off, you know, which is why I always kind of say that you want the secret ingredient of TMA's success. We don't force topics.
Right.
You don't like the topic, great, especially in 2024. You don't have to listen. Like, I really do get, truly, you know, as much as we joke about Balloon Party, I get if you want to hear a topic, and not that you and I do this, but if we're in there playing slap and tickle about like a movie or something, not that we do that, because I know that could be like I'm taking a shot at you and your love of movie. That's not what I'm saying. Like, it's Ella Reese. God, can you imagine if I went on an Ella Reese rant on 101? That is a sports station, and they just want to hear sports all day. They love the station, or they love sports, whatever it is. But either way, that's what this you have to like seek out.
Right.
And so, you know, so therefore you just want people to be engaged, both the hosts and the audience, whatever it is. So I don't come in here going, okay, 7:07 in St. Louis, Doug, Cardinals beat the A's yesterday, or Cardinals lose to the A's. We'll talk about it. We want to talk about it. I don't even know. We did talk about it today. I think we talked about me and my bets.
Yeah, I think we maybe got to it at the tail end of the 8 o'clock hour.
So, yeah, it's a different kind of thing, but I enjoy it that way. It's just like the QFTA, you know? I'm going to talk about it. If I get a QFTA, then I'm just like, I don't know, or I don't really care. I'm not going to. It's nothing personal. The person who sent it in, I don't know most of the people who send the emails in. I'm just not interested in it. It's nothing personal. It's going to be a bad listen for the audience, and I'm going to be shitty on it. Anyway, I got a doctor's appointment at 12, so I got to go. Otherwise, I could keep going. Jackson, great news for you. Thank you to Longo Biggs. Thank you to James Carlton. Thank you to Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling. Thank you to Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. Thank you to Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Did I leave anybody? I feel like I left somebody out. Design Air, Heating and Cooling, James Carlton, Longo Biggs. Either way, there it is. They make it all possible. Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton. For Jackson Burkett, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Tim McKernan Show podcast from the Longo Biggs Studios.